Wool.
Oh, it's stuffed with wool. And then, is the material wool too?
No, you use fancy material all the time. A Mexican quilt for a double bed would cost you not less than $60.
So what? Oh, that sounds like it would be pretty. What would it?
They're completely hand-stitched, always hand-stitched.
Does the design mean anything?
Yes. You can have the wedding rings. There's some with peacock, there's some with feathers, daisies, roses, crown, wreath.
Do they mean different things? They have them for different occasions?
No, they just have quilting designs. Like you would have the Star of Bethlehem, the pine tree. We have our own.
And now what would you put on the floor for somebody to sleep on if you had a lot of people stay at your house? Like when you had the flood, you said you had to provide places for people to stay.
Now we have sleeping bags. Before that, we had to put quilts.
And what would you call it when you put this quilt on the floor?
Nothing.
Would you call it a place on the floor, anything that if you wanted the baby to play on the floor, you might put down a quilt or something soft?
You could do that, but it has no spatial name.
Have you ever heard of anything like a pallet or a shakedown?
No.
Anything like that? We were talking earlier about, you know, like the river drying up and everything. Well, it amazes me that when I'm riding along the highway here, there are bridges and there's no water under there.
But sometimes they're full.
Well, then tell me about this. What are those?
We call them arroyos. What would you call them? Like creeks.
But a creek has water in it.
So do these. You just happen to come at the dry season.
And when, you mean, how often do they have water in them?
Very often, especially during our tropical storm season, that would be from June to what? To October?
Right. They're full of water then?
Yes.
Does the desert grow then, or does it bloom outside?
We never have anything that blooms except like the blue bonnet, Indian paintbrush. We have several wildflowers, but it's not a very blooming country.
Those fill up. Now, what are the names of some of those arroyos around here?
They vary, like Arroyo del Tigre and Arroyo del Diablo, and Arroyo Concepcion. I don't know who gave them their names. They have different names.
There's one going out this way.
Yes. Arroyo Roma.
Es el del Diablo, no?
Arroyo Roma.
Arroyo Roma? They would be the one
Arroyo
here.
Arroyo del Quijote.
One time we were going to a funeral. One of our classmates died. She had been operated on her tonsils, and she was well and ready to come home, and all of a sudden she died. I imagine it must have been a clot or something. And anyway, we were all on our way to go to the funeral. And at that time, you had to walk behind the hearse a full mile. We were walking when all of a sudden we heard the roar, and it was all this water coming. We were at that very arroyo.
You mean there was no water in it when you were crossing?
No. Then all of a sudden you could hear a roar, and then the teacher shouted for us to get out of the way, and sure enough, there comes all that water. I guess perhaps we didn't have TV and we didn't listen to the radio too much to have heard a warning, a flood warning. I'll never forget that day.
Just come suddenly?
Yes.
And how long does it last?
Well, hours. Hours. Even now it fills up, but of course we're waiting for it to fill up. We know it will.
And you mean how big is it when you hear the roar and then suddenly the water says, is it a trickle or what is it?
Not a trickle, it was a roar. It was just fantastic. It was huge. The water rolling by was terrible.
Is there anything smaller than an arroyo? Water?
Well, we have several ponds.
But, I mean...
Watersheds?
Well, I mean, a creek, you know, is a certain sort of a size.
Yes.
But an arroyo, is that anything smaller than a river or something?
Yes. It's something that occurs only when it rains.